Oh, you were ready.
Did you?
Okay. We're bringing to order the meeting of the Urban Forestry Commission on February 14th at 6:03.
January 14th.
January 14th. How did I say February?
I don't know.
I'm getting ahead of myself.
Yeah.
Okay, this is Tim Schroeder.
Theodore Smith.
Roger McFarland.
Kathy Fries.
Donna Barhart.
Jacob Kaiser.
Linda Fries.
And this is January. Okay, thank you for the roll call. Approval of the agenda. I looked through it. I didn't see anything. Anyone else?
The agenda?
Sorry. Somebody else needs to run this meeting tonight. The minutes from last time.
Did we approve the agenda?
Oh, yes.
I think
that's right. We need to approve
the
agenda.
We need to do that. Yeah.
So, is there anything to add? Most importantly, we have just some few items of unfinished business and then the big things, the KPI report tonight.
So no one has anything to add?
No.
Okay. Then I move that we approve the agenda. This is.
I second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Approval of the minutes from November 12, 2025.
I didn't have anything. Aren't you surprised?
So that means we're all good.
Yeah.
Anyone else? All right. Need a motion to approve the minutes?
Did everybody have a chance to look at them? I think people are still reading them.
Still reading, okay. Yeah.
Kind of funny the way we refer to the new hire.
What do we do?
In this very generic way. No name, just the new hire.
Yeah. We don't give them a name until after probation.
I see.
Why?
Because that last one.
All right. Everybody with us?
No, I'm with.
Okay.
Yeah. No changes?
No.
Okay.
Then I move that we approve the minutes.
Thank you, Donna. Second?
I'll second.
Theo, thank you. All in favor? Aye.
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 Okay, minutes are approved. Citizen participation, we do not have any citizens here tonight. Department report, Jacob.
I'm a citizen.
All right, department report.
Special
citizens. Have any citizens.
We did just get a truck back that's been down for a good 3 months. Our crane truck that we used to pick up the trunks of trees after we removed them. So the crew is currently working on what we call stubs, which is just the trunks of the trees. So we're getting a lot of that. It was a pretty expensive repair on an old truck. It was a $20,000 repair. And
wow.
the city decided to, instead of purchasing a new one, they wanted to fix that one. So we got it back. It's working. Trying to get those stubs down. We got a lot of complaints about standing tree trunks. Mm-hmm.
Nobody turned them into totem poles or anything?
No. No.
Snags. They should be turned into snags.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Artful
I like
snags.
That. Yeah.
Where are they?
All over the city. Street trees.
On streets.
Yeah.
Street trees.
Nice.
We have one on our block.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, you do.
A very
yeah.
tall one.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have one on
I kind of like it. It's becoming, you know,
one
part
on
of the culture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big one
yeah.
on Beamiston.
Yeah.
Why and did that tree get, it, was that an ash? That wasn't an ash.
Right there Beamiston on Amherst and Beamiston, or is it Gannon
no,
and Beamiston?
No, about near Stanford.
Stanford. I think there's a silver maple that might have got removed there.
Oh, could have been.
I think so, but just because it was a silver maple and it was
yeah,
poor condition.
Yeah.
Okay.
Other things going on in the department. New hire Steven is doing good. He's doing great. Happy to have him. They got a lot of tree removals done in a short amount of time. His probationary period will be up in March, Everything's going great.
Okay. So he looks like maybe long term.
Yes, he says he'd like to be here long term too.
Good.
So
good.
That's good.
Oh. What's his background?
Arborist. He worked for a private tree company. Before that, he did like missionary work, and he worked out in Colorado and guided backpack trips and stuff like that.
Wow. He's an outdoor guy.
He's an outdoor
What's
guy.
What's his last name?
Let's Elter.
We have to educate him on Missouri tree.
Okay.
Yep. But yeah, that's about all that's going on.
I'm sorry, what
his
is his
last name?
Let's Elter.
Let's Elter.
He didn't make a presentation at the Green Center, did he?
No.
No.
Okay.
Nope.
It's a guy like him.
Yeah.
Had a similar lifestyle.
Interesting.
I did include the two monthly reports and the last year's 2025's overall totals on the very last sheet. So that shows the total trees removed, pruned, and planted. And as you can see, we're not up to the 1-to-1 removal to plant ratio quite yet. I have been asked to come up with a plan for Pershing planting by next Tuesday. So I'll be walking Pershing Avenue and coming up with where the trees are going to go and what species of trees are going to go in.
What about Ferguson?
Ferguson, they haven't started on it yet. I have to wait till they start on it.
Yeah, that's done, isn't it? They're almost done.
Pershing? Yeah, I think it's 70% complete right now.
Yeah, I drove by today and saw the sidewalks. They really go down it. Across Hanley and saw.
Mm-hmm.
So doesn't this weather make it kind of hard for that kind of work?
I don't know anything about that kind of work.
No, not concrete. No, you can. No? You put a certain chemical in it and it cures fine.
Okay.
They solved that problem a while back.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I saw my stuff.
Used to be you couldn't pour concrete in the winter. But
right.
Mm-hmm.
We were kind of hoping to have a watering truck to be able to water those. Is that going to be a problem, do you think?
The way everyone's talking, it's not going to be a problem. It should be in the budget for July 1st.
Uh-huh.
The watering truck is
correct.
When do you think you'll do the planting?
In the spring sometime is what I'm guessing.
Okay. And you do have means for watering now, although it's limited, right?
Correct.
Okay. Okay.
Why is there such a discrepancy between the removed and the planted this year?
I think it's always kind of like that, but... and sometimes these removal numbers get skewed when we go remove small trees because they can remove so many small trees, like trees that we planted that people didn't water. They can get 20 of those in a day, whereas the other trees are one every 3 days.
100-year-old tree, yeah.
So these aren't removing big trees necessarily.
Some of them are, a lot of them are, but there's when they get in the small trees, it kind of ups the number.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it shouldn't be quite as alarmed by that.
Yeah, it would be nice to get it close to 1-to-1, though.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think we're going to talk about that more in Agenda 9.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does anybody have any questions about what's going on, department?
A new hire and the repaired equipment sounds excellent.
Sounds like a move in the right direction.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're planting... 19 November.
Do you plant year round?
No, we only plant in the spring and fall.
So you don't really plant in the winter?
And sometimes we've gone into the winter, but we try to have it done by December.
Okay.
Yeah, and we're not really having winter this year anyway.
So.
Yeah. Talk about tomorrow. Tomorrow's like hot, low of 17 or something like
mm-hmm.
that.
Yeah,
pretty windy today.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, we'll see if Lisa gets back to us, and we'll skip the council liaison's report for now. Thank you for the report, Jacob. Unfinished business, so Arbor Day plan B. I think we've got a plan. Mm-hmm. The thing I wanted to confirm mostly was who's going to participate. And unfortunately, Lisa probably could help with that. She sent me an email after last meeting introducing me to her daughter and this other person. And I followed up right away with an email and said, please let us know if you're interested, and then we'll start working on the detail. Never heard from them.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Okay.
So I don't think it's... I mean, we're going to do it one way or the other. They can.
Does she know you never heard from them?
No.
Okay.
So that's why I was going to ask her about it. So anyway, that's...
Does anybody have a date set up for Arbor Day yet?
I think we were. I was asking them if they were interested, and then we could start proposing dates.
Okay.
Do you want to get that on the calendar yet, or?
I just want to let everyone know that I'm not available one Saturday in April, which is the 24th and 25th of April. That's a Friday, Saturday. I will not be in town. Mm.
Oh, so is this all confirmed? Like we are having five trees? It is Wilson Avenue?
Yeah, well, this is something we need to probably talk about.
Where did you get that?
What's
that's
that?
That's on the minutes.
The validity. Are we allowed?
I thought I read it somewhere.
To plant them at Wilson?
Yes.
Yes. All right.
We are. Okay.
I introduced myself to Wilson Park today.
Yeah.
That's not a park.
Or right? Not a park, but Wilson Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a sad story over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's plenty of honeysuckle to cut.
Yeah.
And bamboo.
And what?
Bamboo.
Bamboo,
yeah.
Bamboo
coming
too.
From the houses on the other side.
Okay.
Yeah, no, there's plenty to be done.
I think you told us the city mows that, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Isn't there a question that some of that will be turned into green space, so configuration of the ground may change in the future?
No, not that I've heard anything like that.
It's five blocks long.
Yeah, I think
it's
a lot.
Part of the problem that I, from way back, was that the Army Corps was in charge of it somehow. Probably something to do with and that they didn't want to talk about it being a park until the Army Corps gave it. I don't know. I don't know what the
deal is. That sounds logical.
I heard somewhere that the bank of the River De Pere could be lowered. They could take out some soil in order to give an area to spread out
into that
green space.
Yeah.
So I'm just thinking we don't want to necessarily, and God knows what's actually going to happen in the future, but we may want to kind of keep that in mind and try and plant in an area that's not likely to be altered.
We may have full grown and dead trees by the time that happens too.
And the grandchildren. No, I think it's broad enough to, we get closer to the street.
Did you have a particular area you were thinking about there?
At Wilson, not really, but it would definitely be up closer to the street rather than closer to River De Pere.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a curious indentation in the middle of that park. Were there houses ever over there?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah,
they were all houses there.
Oh, yeah.
It's a whole, yeah.
I figured there must have been.
Mm-hmm.
The whole street was solid.
A couple got killed and got taken away from their garage or something. But there was plenty of housing over there.
My unit clerk used to.
So is this area still prone for flooding now that we've cleaned out the River De Pere?
I would say yes. It's still prone to flooding.
Yeah. Kind of like that other area.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody did not plan this well, did they?
So we have all of this runoff that we didn't have 30 years ago.
Well, that's
development
true.
Upstream.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. So now we're thinking five trees.
Now we're thinking five trees. Wow.
What about 10?
Well,
well, what about the tiny forest? I don't know. I'm not.
That's a bigger ball of wax.
I don't want to bring it up.
Yeah, that's a much bigger tree.
We're not talking about the tiny forest.
Okay.
One way or the other, if these folks don't step forward, we'll see if we can get Linda to go to her school contacts again and get some kids out there or something.
I want the high school. I want the high school kids to be out there.
That'd be great.
We're close to the high school.
Yeah, that's
well,
the right. point.
And
it's
the high school is in, on that list of
right.
people so that right. Lisa gave me. Maybe
no, the high school would be great because
I
you know,
do
they
have a contact at the high school, Matthew Tutz.
Let me see.
What is that person?
Teacher? They, yeah, teacher, science teacher.
Nice.
Doing a lot of planting across the street.
Oh. Nice.
yeah, so
have you seen that?
I've seen, no, just the yeah. vegetable garden they have there.
That's
is that his too?
Yes.
That's who we've been in contact with.
And what's his name again?
Matthew Tutz, I think.
T-U-T-H-S.
Okay.
I'd
so,
be willing.
So Lisa included him and...
Her daughter.
Ms. Hill, whoever that is. And her, oh, that's her daughter, yes, Joanna Hill. Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
They're with the Agwife group. So it's those two. I'm sure they're going to respond. It's just,
yeah.
Well,
I'd be happy
and everything.
To talk to them.
Okay.
That'd be cool.
You know
but we need to have a date.
Well,
we might need to consult with
what,
them too.
What makes sense from yeah. doing it just like a mid, is there a particular Arbor Day?
First Friday and last Friday of April. One is the National Arbor Day and one is Missouri's Arbor Day. I get them mixed up all the time.
The okay. earlier, the better. Right, Jacob?
Yeah, because the last Friday, I will not be here.
Yeah.
Oh, then forget it.
Oh, okay. The 17th then?
First Friday.
All right.
I'm just thinking, plan them early. Let them get settled early.
Yeah.
April. Wait, I'm sorry for my confusion. So, the... What day were you thinking for this?
April 3rd? April 1st.
3rd.
3rd.
It's the first Friday.
Oh, okay.
First Friday in May looks like it's the first.
No, April.
April,
Friday.
Well, it's still first Friday in May looks like the first.
Good yeah, it still is.
You're just getting me wrong. Thank you, Roger.
What I said was fact.
We're doing well.
It may be. Please keep it up, because I really was looking pretty bad in there. Now I'm feeling better.
Jacob and Theo are going to start questioning you.
Okay, here's what I'll do. I'll follow up with these people again, and you can as well if you want to. But I'm going to shoot them an email and say, we're thinking April
good.
3rd. Can
okay.
you?
That's a good way to start. Yeah.
Can you do that? So I'll
and that's a
why don't you CC
yeah.
Linda?
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That would be good.
Copy Linda and Lisa.
Do we have, I don't know if we still have discussed it at the last meeting, do we have any particular trees?
That's oaks.
I got these.
I don't have any.
Six little trees in an envelope. I think they're called whips.
Conservation department?
Didn't you get 10?
Yeah, you get 10.
They come in units
yeah.
of 10.
Yes, they
do. Maybe 20.
Maybe they've cut back.
Well, I have a dog, you see. And she fetched
she's
a couple of them.
So do you have easy access? Do you have choices in trees?
Yeah, we can pretty much get whatever tree, but since it's a flood zone, we would probably stick with
Willows.
Wow. I don't have anything against willows.
No. Are those trees?
Yeah.
Okay.
Beautiful trees.
Sure.
Yeah, I got nothing.
I think of them as bushes.
No, weeping willows.
Willow oak,
yeah.
No, but is that a good water one?
I don't know if it's any
yeah,
different.
Willow oak, I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, willow oaks are gorgeous. Do they like the water?
But this is not going to be
bald
near the
cypress.
Water. We're not talking about next to the water, really. Are
no,
we?
We're talking about it's in a flood zone.
Right.
So
yeah, flood
okay.
zone.
Okay.
So would
it's
you put in
its feet wet? So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put in five of the same one. Or
I mean,
I would put in different species.
It's
you.
Called a willow oak because the leaf looks like
I
a.
Have
not because it likes. Yeah. So I was just questioning.
Yeah.
It's a gorgeous tree.
I know.
Yeah, so you'll get something that will
yeah,
stand
Yeah, I can
the
pick
water.
I can pick five trees that will be able to stand dry but be able to stand wet too.
Birches, right? I don't know if those are
Yeah, those
good trees or not.
River
birches.
Are fine, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
They can get big though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, spread out.
So you get the final choice, but I don't know if the school is interested if they're studying anything in particular. if they have any
trees,
you know, preferences for what
I think
what
they'd be good
planting.
Trees.
But okay, trees.
Trees.
Okay, Jacob gets the final word.
Yeah,
he's in charge of
sure
the
does.
Maybe if you could get a variety and give them some education, that might be cool.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah,
I think
that would
be very
cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
So then you get work.
You get a variety and then give them the education about the different trees and why we're using those trees
yeah.
in that area. So
yeah.
That would be great.
That
would
be
great.
Yeah.
Best.
Theo's got to be there.
And are we going
to
get...
Yeah, I got on my calendar. I want to see...
We need some good pictures that can be posted in all over the place. The newsletter,
mm-hmm.
the... social media, wherever we can post about the activity afterwards.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's too early now, but as soon as I can get them to confirm the third, I'll let you know, and then you guys can go for it.
I can, we're doing it on Friday, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I can reach out to Jared in the communications and see if he can come take pictures for us because he has a nice
oh,
camera.
Yeah,
yes,
well.
That would be best.
Yay.
Yeah, well. Instead of just my cell phone pictures.
Yeah,
that's what I'm
best.
Thinking. Yeah,
yeah,
I don't.
Get him involved. Yeah.
Oh. Remember there was news coverage of that development?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In the enclave?
Yeah,
plenty
the
of news coverage.
I went over there one day while all this was going on over there, and I met a lady from, I think it was Channel 5. I recognize her face, and I could probably figure out. I wonder if we could get them to come out as a follow-up story, because they reported on the floods here, and we're going to plant in a flood zone to mitigate. You know, is it going
sort
too
of,
far? Or?
No,
it's a nice little story.
It's not. I mean, it's also what we all should be aware of and doing
yeah.
when we have the power to do something like that.
Yeah. And the value of trees,
yes.
Bloody.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, Linda.
Yeah.
And Linda's going to make a speech.
In Spanish.
I love it.
Oh, and which one of you is going to sign language?
Not me. But I do speak with my hands.
No, but a lot of these kids went to Central America. They went to Costa Rica.
They did.
In the field trip, yes.
Well, you could throw in some Spanish.
I could, absolutely. That was us. I wonder if we can have some.
So how do you know these kids have been to Costa Rica?
There was a big hoo-ha right last year about their I don't know, environmental group or something went down to Costa Rica.
From the high school.
Our mayor donated a bunch of money to send them off.
Okay. Okay.
Mm.
From our school.
Let's build on that.
How do you know they're the same kids?
Huh?
How do you know they're the same kids?
Oh, I don't know. But I'm assuming it's only a year. I think it's about a year. So some of them, unless they were all seniors, some of them should be there still. Wouldn't it be nice to follow up? This is, you know, not tropical, but.
It might have been Sydney's.
So this would be happening like during the school day on the 4th.
No, the
3rd. On the 3rd. And as we're seeing it now, it's a situation where, like, we have a class, like a biology class or whatnot, scroll down to the site, we have the tree set up for them, you know, wherever they're designated, and we'd have them, you know, like, kind of dig in for, like, a while, plant them, water, such like that, and then, like, we'd have some words for them, like, you know, about what type of trees, why this is important, the history of the site, and about Arbor Day.
Yeah, so I found the easiest thing to do is have the hole pre-dug,
mm-hmm.
And they can get in with a shovel and kind of widen it out a little bit more if they want to, and just have dirt, soil there for them to put back in the hole.
And put them in mulch and stuff.
Yeah.
And have mulch there, yeah.
They show them how to do it properly.
Yeah, show them how to do proper mulch.
Clayton doesn't know how to do that properly. They
no,
keep
there's
volcanoes.
Yeah, I see volcanoes in a lot of places.
Ooh, friends
well,
don't let friends volcano mulch.
There you go.
Because they have a lot of private companies do the work who don't seem to know yet. Or don't care. I don't know.
I was
going to
get a shovel and walk down the street. Fix it all better now.
Yeah, I
think I'd end up in a slammer.
Yeah, you might. You might get it.
The only, just the final thing about the high school.
I'm sorry.
I just want to say high school hours are, what, 45 minutes? Maybe they're not. We probably have to, because those kids go to different classes, so we probably have to. But let's
abide
go. I'd
their,
say talk to
yeah,
these
the
teachers.
Their period
to start.
Yeah.
Does it make any sense to have one hole to dig, since a lot of kids don't know how to dig a hole?
That's fine. We can do that.
Wait, have and, them dig at least one of them?
Yeah.
And we'll see how the digging is at that site, because there was a bunch of houses there, so
it's
probably full of brick and everything else.
Yeah, it could be hard for kids to do.
So I'll just ask them what time of day, according to their class schedule, would work for them.
Okay.
I mean, they could watch how it's done.
I would do it with a tractor.
Yeah, I was going to say.
What do I know?
These guys get a lot of work done. They don't just little tools.
Yeah.
My little shovel.
Okay.
Interesting.
Cool. Okay, I think we're good.
Good on that one.
You just get them to respond. And, okay, cultivating tree champions. Donna has some words to say about that.
Well, I tried. That's one thing I have to say.
You did.
I did try. It wasn't an easy thing. Really had to think about it. And not everybody agreed with everything I thought about it. But mostly it seems like there was a lot of hesitation about embarking on this and how it was all going to happen. So a new idea has kind of emerged from our discussions in the last few days, and that being that one project that might be very helpful to us would be to hold, and this was well, to hold...
banging heads together, trying to figure something out.
Yeah, yeah. I had some ideas, and then Kathy built on that, and she suggested tree walks, and, you know, that's something we talked about, I think, about 2 years ago here around this table, and we were trying to find that tree map. Or the walk map, which exists somewhere, but
do you have
anyway,
access to that tree walk?
It's
U City in Bloom, I think. Though.
It's U City in Bloom. Yeah, we'll get it from them. But I ruminated on the lack of input, the lack of enthusiasm, and the difficulty of the whole matter. And concluded that we should probably retire temporarily the idea of tree champions. And
we'll archive it.
We'll archive it. Very good. And focus on tree walks, which can be a very pleasant way for people to become educated about the value of trees. On streets, on private property, in woods, in parks, etc. So I think we need to... Kathy had offered the names of some people she knows who have conducted tree walks and thinks that they could be very good at... perhaps providing the service. We are going to have to figure out if there's money involved here, how we handle that. I mean, we can't just expect people to do things always voluntarily.
Why not?
Because they're professionals and they have done it before with pay.
Oh.
They've actually, one of them, I guess, made kind of a living at it. So we have to see how that's going to work. Every little idea on project has its issues and problems and obstacles. But Kathy got excited about it. Linda wrote back, you know, that it's a good idea and we should resurrect the map and et cetera. And I spoke with Tim about it, and Tim said, I'm glad that's where you ended up. So that's all I have to report.
I love the idea of resurrecting that map, because we actually did a couple of, not only walks, people bicycled it. There was one, and I wrote about that, there was one.
It's
one
just that that map, yes, the map is a nice idea. It's just that it will have to be greatly updated.
Of course.
A lot of trees have been cut, new trees planted. Yeah. It's not
absolutely
up to date.
But as I remember, one of them, I think it was Wanda, Michael's son, made some acorn bread out of it. Just so that it was just part of the walk.
I love it.
That sounds gross.
I know.
That sounds great.
I your American history.
Some people eat acorn.
So
my dog,
squirrels.
She got to eat them all the time.
So the question is, so this is a great way to get people, and we could advertise it, you know, on the U-City stuff. There'll be a walk on Saturday, or, you know, ride your bike, and we will, and there will be these things happening at different locations.
Well, Linda's got lots of ideas.
So the subcommittee can dive right back into that, okay?
Yeah, we can dive back.
A question about this tree walk on, and I know it would have to be updated, but, like, what were, like, the highlights, if you will, like, because, I mean, I'm just wondering, were they, like, covering a certain type of, like, a certain number of trees, or,
it wasn't
like, the oldest trees? Or
this is an interesting tree. I can't even tell you, but the, you know, there was enough variety, so that this is a big tree. This is a native tree. This is, and then it was really, it went, especially.
I could look up a street or a street intersection, and it would show you exactly what trees were along those streets that you could find. So you could identify them, so that when you walked along there, you'd know what you were looking at.
My two cents is, I've been on lots of tree walks, which were mostly about identifying trees and learning about particular trees, and that's not what I'm envisioning.
Exactly.
No, not at all.
Exactly.
What I'm envisioning is something that's heavily morphed
into
something that is focused on street trees.
Yes.
And why they're important
to us
and to the city.
And I don't think these people have done that before.
So we're not looking to hire one of these people, because we're looking for, in my mind.
Oh, you're
we're
not?
Looking,
that's not what you
well,
saying.
Well, only if they can do something very different.
Yes.
We're not interested in tree ID.
Yes.
I'm not.
Mm-mm. No.
And that's kind of what the U-City Walk is about. It's about tree ID.
Yeah.
Although, Aaron must have brought some acorn.
I don't think it was an ID thing.
Okay.
I think it was more of, look at
all
this
right
cool tree.
Okay, so can you guys take
back
this
to
back to the committee?
Yeah.
Second attempt, because we got more to do.
I think there's enough. Theo, are you interested at all?
Yeah, I'm curious just to know what parameters, like, we would be looking at with this.
In building something.
Yeah. Well, Theo, let's try to find that old map and see if we can, you know, resurrect any of it.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm sure, again, there are much, maybe more new ones.
Third time. Let's
move
on. Good ideas, everyone.
Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you for all your work.
Thank you.
Thank you for all your work.
My archival.
Jacob, can you give us an update on the county tree situation?
Update on the county trees. So, Jim, the interim director, and Todd, the deputy director, have kind of, well, not kind of. They told me don't come up with a number, because they're scared of the whole sidewalk issue. Todd spoke to someone at the county. That person at the county said that there is an arborist that works for the county that is in charge of saying this tree goes, this tree should stay, and says that they don't want trees planted on the sidewalks because it's going to eventually push up the sidewalk, is the way that the county feels.
Wow.
So that's why they were scared about the draft agreement with all the sidewalks and everything.
We cleared that up last meeting. How could?
But when Todd called the county, they gave a completely different
than what they told Lisa.
Correct. So Lisa said there was no arborist that worked for the county.
Okay, so then we need to have names of who's saying what so we know what county's real position is.
Yeah.
So we need to find out who Todd talked to and who Lisa talked to and get them on the same page.
Yeah, that's what Todd wanted to know, who Lisa talked to at the county. But basically there is no update on county trees right now.
Would you ask Todd to reach out to Lisa?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, that's it.
Can I ask a really stupid question at this point?
No.
You don't have to answer it, or we don't have to have a discussion, but I'm just curious why we have so many major streets in University City that are county streets. Can anything be done there?
Of course not.
There's some history to that.
This is
a major impact if they decide no more trees on the street.
They won't even pave my street. They leave a chip and seal because it was 4,000 years ago, it was a gravel road. the county streets aren't going to change because Hanley goes all the way through the county and
Hanley's a very long street.
So Del Mar goes all the way through the city and the
county. Todd spoke with someone named Ryan Pierce from St. Louis County Public Works Special Service right of way, and he would be the person who's over the arborist. And he's saying that in the past, any city considering a right of way takeover would need to assume responsibility for the entire right of way, including trees, sidewalks, and lawn care.
Chance.
So that's the information they're getting. That's why they told me I can't really come up with
a
number.
Can you send that to Lisa and tell her or have them reach out to each other or whatever?
I can talk to Todd, see if he can reach out to her.
Okay.
We've been directed. I know my level and lower, we're not supposed to reach out to council people and ask them anything. I don't know if Todd's allowed to. I know Jim would be able to.
If Lisa calls him, we'll come back to this topic. But okay, that's dead for now. Disappointing.
Well, I would like to at least say that if they really go with a policy like no more trees are going to be planted to replace trees taken out, that we're going to have to respond in some way to that policy.
I'm going to call Channel 5.
We can't allow that.
Well, here's the ridiculous part of that. I have gone up and down these streets, particularly Del Mar. There's nothing wrong with their sidewalks, and there's huge trees all up and down the street. So they're making this crap up.
Yeah.
And isn't it true, Jake, that you can plant trees in such a way they don't disturb the sidewalk with the new technologies?
You can try the structural soil, yes.
Yeah.
I can't imagine it's 100%.
There is nothing in the world that is 100%. It's not science.
Yes, absolutely.
There's nothing.
I'm just thinking about my sidewalk veering upward.
I'm just thinking with everything that's going on and that we know about changing climate.
Yes.
That is not the way to go.
Yeah.
Well, I understand. Right now, I mean, we've done all we can do. And we'll put it in this report that we're very disappointed that they can't come to an agreement. Everybody will know. So.
It's a process. It's going to be probably a long process.
Yeah. I didn't think it'd be easy, but it's like one step forward and two steps back right now where we are. Okay, let's look at the KPI report. So I drafted this document and then sent it to Jake, and then Jake updated the metrics in here. So I removed quite a few pages, I think we agreed to at the last meeting, so I guess it was just talking about how we started the project.
Less can be more.
Yeah, so the overview, this is the second year that the Forestry Commission will report on the health of the University City Urban Forest. Following slides are updated with another year's information on the key performance indicators, KPIs. And then there's a list of the KPIs on the next page. Canopy coverage.
So with this one,
I think we should. We can't do it now, right? Because
what's that?
Winter. You can't do a canopy coverage.
Oh yeah, 100% can. It's just that the data is the same data as last year when we did it.
Yeah, I was wondering because if it's something we ought to do every 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, I would say that. I didn't even update the wherever the last slide is that has the iTree canopy report in it.
Okay.
Because I did it a couple times and it just comes out to about the same number just because it's the same aerial footage.
Is there a time, is there a month that you do this or want to do this in the future for these KPIs?
For the canopy coverage?
I guess that would be the one, yeah.
No, because it's all just based on aerial imagery. So it's whatever is most up-to-date in Google.
And so it has nothing to do with leaf?
It's not like they look down on our city. He gets a Google map, and then he does his software on it, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
The tree type, I guess.
So you can do that anytime.
Yeah, because it'll always give me leaf out images. It won't give me middle of,
no matter
of
when
winter.
So you just feed it the type tree?
You just say, you've gone through it, you know, you say it's a tree or it's not a tree.
Oh, okay.
Well, it chooses a point on the image. And if that point is on a street rather than the tree that's next to the street,
right.
Then you have to say that it's not a tree.
Yeah. So it's a guesstimate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I think every 5 years you could do it again and just see how much has changed.
Okay.
So for canopy coverage to be done in 2030?
29.
I'll just put on here this information will be updated every 5 years and then after the 37%, we'll just add that on. And
is it 5 years? Is that? I mean, it's an easy thing to do, right? And it's five
years.
Yeah,
I would just think
interval.
Yeah, I would say so because that's when you're going to see some changes. I guess I don't think they update the Google image.
Excuse me.
As much as often.
You get your problem solved.
It's not every year updated, I don't think, because I'm coming up with the same number.
Oh,
and then I also think,
oh my gosh,
if you want to get really good data, you're going to have to do many, many more points.
Mm-hmm, right.
And it's just a lot of work to do that much.
Yeah.
So I keep it around 100, and I did it 100, and nothing changed.
Good.
So I say stick with that.
Close to mine?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, it was about the same.
I was worried about it.
Yeah.
Because I thought maybe I was too lenient on the green.
No. Oh, if there's green in there and it's not grass, I'm calling it a tree.
Okay.
If it's on the very edge of a tree, it's a tree.
Okay. I did that, and then I worried about it.
Excuse me. Lisa is on her way to a rental car, get a rental car, and it'd be best for her if she could do the update right now. So
okay.
Perfect.
Okay. Let's see if the speakerphone is sufficient. Go ahead.
Okay, hi guys. Sorry for all the confusion, but it's open. Okay, let me get in this building really quick.
Okay.
Okay, so I did want to give you a couple updates. I don't know if anybody here goes down Pershing, but they're moving pretty quickly on Pershing.
Uh huh.
So it is a possibility that we could have spring planting. I don't know if Jacob has any insight on that or not, but it is a possibility.
He did mention that.
Okay, good. So that was one thing. I did want to also kind of give a heads up. During our retreat, I had mentioned that I still want a tree plan for Pershing. But Dennis Fuller, the other council member, started talking about sweet gum trees and the difficulty of sweet gum trees and wanting to get rid of them in New City. It was very passionate, but I thought I'd give the heads up on that he had a very passionate speech about that. I don't have necessarily the same feelings, but just want to let you know.
Is he talking about private trees as well?
No, he's talking, he's talking about street trees.
Okay.
Only, okay. And then I know I was asked about all the buyout spaces, you know, like for the floodways.
Uh-huh.
And those will go, those do go back to the city, and so they will be spaces that could have more trees or, you know, park planting or et cetera.
So like Wilson Avenue?
Yes.
Okay.
And then also, behind Royal Banks on the other side of the bank, mm-hmm. all those apartments are going to. So that's going to be a big space back there.
Which bank?
One on Olive. Place,
yeah.
I think she's talking about.
I know the ones. I can see them from my house.
Yeah.
Those are going to go out. Okay.
Yeah,
those are right?
On the other side of the river from the old, it's all torn down now. They're tearing it down right now. But the Royal Bank that was up there.
Oh,
the
yes.
Across from Seafood City.
By the Chinese supermarket.
Yes.
I'm thinking of something different. Okay.
Yeah, I thought you were. Yeah, so on the, you're thinking about something different. So, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that those things will be spaces that are potentially places we could replant.
Ooh.
So,
good.
Okay. Good, good.
Is there anything else?
We were talking about Arbor Day, and
uh-huh.
I did not hear back from my email. So,
Johanna emailed everybody back. I saw it. I was included on it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Was I on it?
I don't know. Jacob, were you on it?
I don't think so.
I don't think I was.
No, not the whole committee.
No, me.
You.
Somebody emailed her, and she emailed back.
That was me.
I saw it because she included me on it. I can look for that email.
Okay.
When I get home.
Okay. Well, where we're headed next, then I'll look at that email. We decided we'd like to try for April 3rd, so I will suggest that to her and ask them what time of day the high school class, I think, that wants to be involved would work into the schedule, their class schedule.
Lisa Brenner. Sorry, I'm just telling them who I am so they can pull my stuff up.
Sure, go ahead.
But anyway, so she was all for it, and she thought it'd be great. They need to do a service project.
Yeah.
Each group does, so
okay.
that would be a great service project for the high school group.
Okay.
Lisa, was she involved with a group that went down to Costa Rica?
Hold on a second. What?
Poor lady.
That goes on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fine.
She said she knows.
I got a free mini van.
Oh, boy.
And that's cool.
Not really, not free, but a free upgrade to a mini van. Anyway, sorry. She was not part of the Costa Rica group. She's well out of high. She's 26. She runs the EcoAct program at the Botanical Gardens.
I thought she was. Okay,
yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah, and so she's the director of the EcoAct program. And the contact, though, of the high school is Tutz.
Matthew Tutz.
Yep.
Yeah, Matthew Tutz.
That's the name that I had in the email. Well, I'm pretty good on email, so if I somehow miss that one, I'll be ashamed.
I didn't see it when I searched, but I saw the original email, but I didn't see a follow-up or anything.
Okay, well, I will double-check because I saw it, so maybe something happened.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. And one other thing, so we got a... Jacob got an update on the county trees. Apparently, Todd went to contacted the county. Sorry.
He's talking to me at the same time. I apologize.
Okay. Contacted the county, and they're kind of coming back and saying, "No, you got to do the sidewalks too, because we don't want you to plant street."
Really?
Yeah, you don't want to plant street trees because they'll wreck our sidewalks. And I think that's ridiculous. So,
okay.
Anyway, Todd's gonna reach out to you. Actually, Jacob's gonna ask Todd to reach out to you, see who you talked to and who he talked to, because apparently they do have an arborist that decides about trees, which one stays and goes. So there's a little confusion within a city county government, which is terribly surprising, but.
Right.
Okay. So right. So anyway, you can expect that. And
okay.
Other than that, I don't think we have anything else for you. We can let you get about your business of
okay.
driving your minivan home.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, in about 15 minutes, I'll be available again. So if you need something else, just call me back.
Okay.
Okay?
Will do. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.
I'm still driving my 2015 Nissan minivan. It's chugging along.
I got a 2010.
Okay.
I don't believe in buying new cars. Okay.
All right.
KPIs. We were on the KPIs.
Yeah.
Okay. So mm-hmm. canopy coverage, I'll just put another note on there. That'll be updated every 5 years. Maybe even explain that it doesn't appreciably change that much. Even though we cut down all the trees on Pershing and
yeah,
well,
and the tornado did some damage.
I was thinking that if something extraordinary happens, like a tornado goes through U City,
yeah.
Then we might want to do it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Knock on wood.
Okay. number of trees maintained by forestry, that doesn't change, does it? Ooh, wait.
It did change just based on number of trees planted and
okay.
removed.
But so you updated this a little bit?
Correct.
But this is accurate, right? Based
mm-hmm.
on the data that
yep.
you have now.
Is it?
This is an accurate number.
Yes.
Where it used to be just a guesstimate in the past.
Correct.
Okay.
Is it still 5,000 trees per person in your department, though? We divide by three now.
Yeah, I don't know.
We may not want to sell that point.
You have three people now?
Sorry for stepping out. Are we going to go through this whole thing with the council, or just with updates?
I'm going to talk to Lisa about that when we're done with this, when it's approved, and see if she recommends us having another meeting with council or anything like that. I'm hoping that they would, but at the very least, they'll get it to them in writing.
I can't imagine they got it all the first time around.
I would say the 5,000 trees per person is correct based on the two guys that do the work.
Okay.
I guess what I'm saying is, shouldn't we be saying what's changed in the year?
Oh, yeah, that's probably a good idea. So we'll go. I'll go through these slides and note that in a bullet point.
Okay, great. It's almost like the bottom, the green bar in the bottom, wants to say since last year.
Yeah.
This happened since
yeah.
last year. This
yeah. I'll put it in there. I've got a funky pen, or it doesn't write on that green ink. That's interesting. Okay.
There are more pens there if you need another pen.
You already updated in the green on this one, didn't you? The number of trees decreased? Or no, it stayed the same, didn't it?
I did not update that part.
Okay.
I pretty much just updated the graphs.
Okay. So it looks like that stayed pretty much the same.
Where are you at now?
The next page, number of trees removed, pruned, and planted. Sorry.
Page six.
Page six, yeah.
So I'm just wondering. I mean, we are trying to emphasize that we're not. Jacob's not able to plant enough trees for replacement, and I see these tiny little green bars, but I don't know. They're just so tiny. Is 24 bigger than 23?
Yep, looks like it.
Yeah,
yep.
removed and implanted is slightly bigger.
I
Removed is not. Maybe pruned and planted is slightly bigger. Or, yeah.
Well, there's really not space to make this graph any bigger, to make it clear.
All those other bullet points are probably... still correct, aren't they? Jacob, the printing cycle.
Yes.
Yeah, that's just pretty consistent. All right.
So we would expect in future years for the graph to kind of look pretty much like 2023 and 2024, unless the planting becomes greater, which would be nice.
Yeah.
Because pruning will be consistent.
Pruning should be consistent.
Should
removed.
Be. Removed ends up being pretty much around 200 trees each year.
Mm-hmm. So
do we want to... do you want to elaborate on that?
Well, remember at the very end we make... We mm-hmm. say what the issues are.
Okay. Yeah.
So, yes, I think we do want to elaborate on it.
Okay.
Street tree species, nothing much different in this, is there?
Nope.
So, if more planting will be done in the flooded areas, maybe the species will then reflect somewhat differently.
It takes
eventually.
A lot to change that species composition.
Yeah.
Eventually. Once, I think it's really going to change once we get rid of, but all these pin oaks start coming down.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, 5-10 years, it might flip-flop where that's not the top tree
right.
species.
Yeah.
I'm wondering... You know, I think building on the understanding of biodiversity, is this an opportunity for that, maybe later in this? But right now, we've got all of these pin oaks, and we have three species of maples.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it could be pointed out, perhaps, at some point.
I think the biggest thing on that is, to take away from this pie chart, is vacant sites is... the next most prevalent
yeah.
with almost 10%, with 8.7%.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah.
Which is what we have on
mm-hmm.
there. So that really...
Do you have any idea about what you want to focus on? I mean, I know right tree, right place, but are you really looking for certain species to balance the mix?
I'm trying not to plant too many black tupelos. I know that. Like, so... doing this job makes me realize... why the mistakes were made in the past, because tree availability
mm-hmm.
and it's easier just plant the same tree over and over again. It's
mm-hmm.
hard to plant a diverse selection of trees.
Mm-hmm.
And I see people making the same mistakes, and I try to catch myself not plant too many lilac trees, or not plant too many black gum trees, or not plant too many willow oaks, not plant too many swamp white oaks. Just
mm-hmm.
gotta mix it up the best that you can.
Mm-hmm.
And I just try to pick different species each year.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best I can do.
Okay.
Is a swamp white oak a good one for the potentially flooding areas?
Yeah.
Great.
It's planted a lot
as
a street
tree,
but...
I did notice on here that if they want to get rid of all the sweet gums, there's 340 that need to come down.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
That would be pretty much... If he does that, there will be zero planting get done. That's what I think.
No, that would contract it out.
Would it?
Oh, yeah. That would have to. There's no way we could just say, well, we're going to remove all sweet gums. I'd throw a fit, too.
Yeah.
I mean,
so well, why don't you remove all the pear trees?
It seems really, I don't know that that's what he's talking about. Maybe he is. But
he
certainly
is.
There are some. He is, okay. Because there are some areas that are more hazardous than others for sweet
well,
gums.
Well, what is the problem with sweet gums? Other than my
the
neighbor has
gums.
A huge one and all these balls fall on the ground.
Yeah,
it's the balls.
It's the balls.
It's so
it's
you can
tree.
Inoculate the trees and eliminate them.
No,
it doesn't work.
It doesn't
oh,
work.
Oh, really?
Why doesn't it work?
I don't know. Spraying them works, but yeah. Injections I haven't had work.
Okay.
The spraying does work?
Somebody, all I can tell you is my neighbor's tree this last year didn't produce hardly any, and it was pulled just really a lot.
Really?
The year before.
Huh. Ask him about it. Maybe he had something there.
No, I did.
No?
He didn't do it.
Yeah.
See, that's weird.
It's just a cycle, I guess.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It could
cycle.
Be. I mean, acorns are a big cycle.
Yeah.
You know, and I know I was reading it in some other city's forestry department, blah, 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 and they had a nuanced approach to when people came and complained about trees on their streets. And if it was a sweet gum, they would maybe take it out.
Well, if someone calls and complains about sweet gum to me, first I'll inspect it, and if it's in good health, we're not going to do anything. If it needs
right.
pruned, we'll
that's,
prune it.
That's the policy.
But if it's an elderly person having trouble getting in and out of their house, I'll say if you want to pay to have it removed and the tree replaced, I will issue you a permit to do that.
Yeah.
Only for sweet gum trees have I done that.
Okay.
Because
okay.
there is a concern.
Yeah.
Sure.
But I don't think every single sweet gum tree needs to go.
I wouldn't.
It's a beautiful tree.
It is.
It's a strong tree.
They're very
beautiful.
Resilient.
Well,
yeah.
we'll wait and see if the council person gets over it or not.
Yeah.
I'm not going to address it now.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
We don't have anything to address just now.
Where's he from?
It's Dennis Fuller.
He was our old council.
He was our council
liaison.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's right. Got him already.
I'm going to have words with him now.
Yes, go ahead. Try to get a word in that choice.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that.
You're matched,
I remember that.
Okay.
Size class distribution, I didn't really change because not much has changed. It takes a lot to change that.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be the news that Roger's referring to. You know, what's the news on these different KPIs? And it's like, well, some of these are pretty stable. They don't change much. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll put that on there. I'll update this for the next meeting, and then we can polish
yeah.
it off.
And I kind of just wanted to just do the graphs and let you guys kind of put in the bullet points that you want to change. Like, I'm looking at page 9. I didn't change that comment. I feel like it's my place to get the data to you guys, and you guys come up with the comments. I don't want it to just be my report.
This outsourcing
report.
Comment on pruning?
What's that?
The outsourcing comment on pruning, is that what you're referring to?
I think it means all comments.
Just any comment.
Any
I want
comment.
Them to be the commission's comments instead
okay.
of my comments.
Well, this is our, yeah,
yeah.
this is our report.
Yeah.
We'll make that clear.
But it's a good comment.
I will say this, it's been on my mind. In order for this commission to continue to work well, and it's got to keep some of the stuff we build instead of starting from scratch when new people come in here.
Yes.
So we put this report in the bylaws that it was supposed to be done. So for any of you who are still hanging out in between, let's not let this thing die. And including you, Jacob, don't tell these people whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Like you did us.
Yeah.
Because we need guidance, and we struggled a lot to get going. So.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what do we got here?
Okay, the next one, in-house pruning. Now, there's 3 employees now, right? Or 2, rather. City staff.
There are 2 employees and me, so...
Yeah. Well, what do these numbers mean? Like, city staff decreased from 3 employees
to 2 in 2002.
Were 3 employees in 2020 you and 2 people who reported to you?
Correct.
Okay. And then it was just, then you had nobody.
We had one. No, I had one person reporting to me.
And when there were two, but when there was only one in 24?
That was one person reporting to me.
Oh, okay. So there were three.
So I had three when I first started here. Okay. Went down to two, and then it went down to one.
Okay, okay.
Now you're ready.
Now we're going back two, and hopefully go back to three after July 1st.
Wow.
So that needs to change.
Yeah. So now there are two. As of late 2024, is that right?
2025.
You got that.
2025.
Or 2025, you got that person.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of late.
This is where the planting shows a tick up, right? You see it a little better. I was talking to Jesse. He plants some trees too, some of them not only in Wood Park Woods, but other places.
Mm-hmm. They have some gardens that they maintain throughout the city.
Right. What do you guys think about, I mean, we talked about just keeping it the ones that were maintained by the Forestry Commission. If I got some numbers from Jesse, could you make a footnote or something?
You can make a footnote. Most of Jesse, if not all of Jesse's trees, are updated in the inventory, so they're in these numbers.
Oh, they are?
Correct.
Okay, well then that's not necessary.
Yeah.
Okay.
So would that would be included in trees planted, the ones that Jesse's done?
No, I don't have that number in there, but the ones that are inventoried on our streets, and when he tells me about a tree, I put it in there, but
I don't
say that city staff planted it.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so I could go ahead with a footnote from...
You could.
I mean,
but they're in there, these overall numbers on the number of trees that the city has in the
right.
Page 2 or 3, I think it was.
How many trees is he planting in the park, in his beds?
Quite a bit.
In the beds?
Oh, I don't know.
I know in the woods he's planting a lot, but...
No, well, we talked about that, yeah.
Well, I didn't think it was a very big number.
It might not be. This contractor number went up mostly because of the area it was in.
What page are we on?
The percentage.
11.
Yeah, 11.
And your question is?
It went up in 24, and that was because of the that area had more trees to be pruned.
That is...
Oh, that's removed. Those are removals, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. I think it's probably just because I had more money in the budget in 2024.
Okay.
Are you behind on tree removal?
Yes.
You got the truck, so you're...
We're behind, yeah. Okay. But we're always behind. It's just the nature of the job, I think. We're catching up on... the more hazardous removals.
Sure.
And then the lower hazardous removals are, the less hazardous removals are piling up.
Mm-hmm. Is that going to skew our numbers?
What's that?
The number of removals that you can do now with the truck and extra people?
I don't know. I guess time will tell, but
okay.
Yeah, I think we will get more trees removed this year than we have past years.
Okay. May not be on the right page, but there's a typo on page 9.
Yes, there is.
Under the green bars, the number of trees pruned by the contractor.
Oh.
Sure is. I remember seeing that, not correcting it. Contractor.
That's French stone.
Yeah.
Gravois.
So are the 25 numbers going to...
I just put the next year in there because we had 23 last year. I can't put 25 in there. If you guys want, I do have 25 numbers.
Yeah,
I mean, that would be wonderful.
Then we get up to date. Okay.
I think that would be good.
Okay.
Then it's really looking like some continuum here.
Yeah.
We're really on top of it.
Yeah. Dayton County Tree Management. I'll just delete that page. I'll see what Lisa has to say.
Throw it out. It's never going to happen anyway.
Oh, man. That hurts.
I remember how happy I was the day I called Jake, and he was happy. But life was full of disappointments.
Linda's been disappointed about this for 20 years. I mean, she's been on top of this forever.
So would you consider Wilson to be a new planting area?
Yeah, I was thinking that too, yeah. It is,
yeah.
I guess. There's trees there, but we haven't really planted there before, so. Oh, speaking of Wilson, have you and Jesse been spitballing an idea for developing Wilson, or? He said you were talking to him about something. No, nothing? Okay.
Nope.
Well, I guess that's it for now.
Let's see. Yeah, so new areas, we can put Wilson Avenue on here now.
What page are you on now?
13, yeah.
All right, there's a typo there also on line 3. It says addition tree canopy. I think we mean additional tree canopy.
Good catch.
Wilson Avenue will be added because the city now has the...
A new planting area.
Well, they have, what I'm looking for the word, that's the...
Legal,
yeah.
Access.
Yeah.
I mean, this is so much about Heat Island.
Right, it is.
I think what... Currently no new planting areas have been established. I think what that is trying to say is I haven't inventoried new planting sites. I only have vacant sites, which is where a tree's been removed.
Mm. Right.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. This is something other than that.
Yeah.
This is?
Yes.
Okay.
This is like areas where there's no trees and there weren't going to be any. Like,
right.
We said, hey, we suddenly have an area we can plant trees where we couldn't before. So I assume Wilson Avenue falls in that category.
Okay.
I'm just seeing nothing. These bullet points are all about Heat Island, so it's a little confusing. I think the banner line.
So this is
true.
The words that were there last year.
Yeah. Catching up to it.
Well, I think what's changed is we were talking about Heat Island last year.
We were.
And now we're talking about, we could still be talking about Heat Island, identifying where Heat Island could be.
Yeah.
But we're also talking about adding new planting where things have become available.
Yes.
Like Wilson Avenue.
Yes.
Like these apartment buildings.
That's a good way to put it.
Yes, yes.
And so the,
yes, that kind of clarifies.
The slide now has two different bullet points to it.
I think I'm going to put currently one new planting area has been established on the top. And then we can,
yeah, I think so, because Heat Islands is, sort of brings in a whole new element. Because I'm thinking that's not just about the absence of trees, that's often about the presence of concrete.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're looking at
all right,
the
we're
green
stop talking
space,
about hay now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Wilson Avenue has been added.
Good point.
And we'll get rid of the bottom one.
So last year we said we thought there should be a study about Heat Islands. Are we saying we don't think that anymore?
Maybe that should be a separate page.
I don't think we should mention it. It's just not going together.
It can be reworded to go together or whatever.
No, just get rid of the whole Heat Island thing because we're not dealing with it right now.
Well, but don't we want to... I don't think we want to get rid of it because this is part of the report. This is something that we need to worry about. This is something we need to do. I'm just saying it does not flow. The ideas do not flow.
So
don't tell me what you don't want. Tell me what you do want.
I'd like... Okay.
Because I don't want to guess.
Let me suggest something. The upper part might want to say new planting areas could include sites that have become available and potential solutions to Heat Islands. That's not well said. But
something like that.
Okay.
Well, Wilson is not a Heat Island.
Correct.
Is it?
I don't know. I wouldn't think so.
Yeah, so I would say such as...
There's two things we're talking about.
Right.
Last year we were talking about one.
Right.
Heat Islands. Now we're talking about there are new sites that are becoming available to put trees on.
Mm-hmm.
So either these are two separate slides or they're two separate bullet points under an umbrella slide that says new sites, potential new sites for planting.
Right.
I think just the lead word, currently, no new plant, I think we need to get rid of currently.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is now an ongoing report.
Yeah, new planting areas have been identified.
There you go. Mm-hmm. New planting areas have been identified. I like that better.
Mm-hmm.
And then bullet point one is
Wilson.
New...
Are we calling them the
why don't we just why don't we just put on there Wilson's been added, blah 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 blah, and we're actually doing Arbor Day there this year to get it started, and then I'll mention that we continue to be concerned about Heat Islands and we'll as a separate
that's separate
from those new flooded areas that
and just put it separately in there.
Yeah. What did
because I think. To some extent, I think maybe flooded areas need more activity.
Yeah.
So maybe there should be a third bullet point, too, on flooded areas.
Mm-hmm.
Why are there three? The flooded areas, Wilson,
but I mean, I'm saying other flooded areas, flood-prone areas.
Well, I think flooded areas is the umbrella, and then Wilson's underneath of it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then
okay.
the apartment buildings
the flooded
may be in the future and future sites.
There you go.
Flood prone.
I mean, this is official in city council, right? This is designated. I'm not sure what the terminology is, but these are designated flooded areas. That's why we took out the houses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what do we call that?
Flood-prone areas.
I think
official
as designated by the city.
Yeah.
I think there's somebody probably knows something more specific.
So
what do you mean?
A floodway, a flood zone, is that what you're talking about?
She's like used the term floodway. I don't know that term, floodway.
Like within like the 500-year floodplain or 100-year floodplain?
No, I mean, there are multiple areas in U-City that were flooded.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them got to the point where they were categorized as not worthy of having houses on them. The houses would be bought out. The city would buy,
right.
would have the property.
So there is probably an official term.
So there's an official term for that.
I'm just going to write down flood-prone areas as designated by the city, and if Lisa Brenner can tell us the official term, we'll add that in.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I think there is a term that says they've been taken out of...
Yeah. Yeah, like Don Fitz is
housing,
running
the... Yeah.
This house
zoning
is flooded,
or whatever.
But he's not in the...
Right.
Yeah,
it might be zoned as something.
Yeah.
What about something broad in the title of different... areas are being considered for
where we just put new planning areas have been identified as what we agreed
on a
moment ago.
But we haven't identified anything, so that doesn't fit underneath, is what I don't think.
Yeah, we have. We've identified
Wilson Avenue. But not, we haven't identified the heat islands.
Well, but as a concept, heat islands could be identified
absolutely
in the future.
But I think we need to have a different headline.
Yeah, it's a separate bullet.
Or the same thing. Different areas, i.e. different areas are being considered for
that's
planting.
That's what he said.
Number one,
well,
flood clone,
say,
and there goes
Wilson.
Why don't
we say are being considered instead of identified.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That worked.
And then the first one could be floodplains.
Yeah, considered is better.
Such
as
Wilson.
That's, yeah.
And then heat island, and then we're also looking into heat islands.
Yeah.
We're not, but we should. Yeah.
We are considering.
Well,
we would like to.
And how we're going to do that is we're going to go to the Green Commission and say, where are they?
Yeah.
The Green Practices.
Yep.
Maybe they would.
Oh, that's what their job is.
Yeah.
One of them.
Yeah.
I checked it out.
Uh-huh. Okay. Do you want me to ask her?
Sure.
I'll ask Kathy. I got
it.
Now, what did we say? New planting areas have been...
Are being considered.
Are being considered.
And then floodplain is one subheading, and heat islands is another subheading.
I just wanted to get that last word.
There we go.
I think we're getting that.
Yeah.
Okay. And
that word, that red word update up there designates what?
I'm just saying that
this slide needs updated.
Oh, okay.
And which is
right.
What we're doing.
Which is what we're doing.
Uh oh. Resident communication.
Do we now have a quarterly input from you, Jacob, to the social media?
Yeah, they have it set up where I can put stuff in whenever I want.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Whenever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So why is canopy coverage at the very top of that?
What?
Resident communication. Then we have canopy coverage as a collaborative effort between that. Doesn't have anything.
What that's describing what the resident communication.
Because to reach out to residents is going to educate the residents is going to improve the canopy coverage, I think is what you guys are
trying
to
say.
Oh,
yes.
It's not just the city's responsibility.
Okay. Yes.
That's why putting stuff out there about tree planting, mulching, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think this page is probably just fine the way it is. We can leave off the part in green at the bottom, probably. I'm not sure. Since it's already established.
Yeah. We were angry.
Okay. Page 15. What's that?
No.
You make a joke on this?
No.
No, we did not. Just wondering, did I miss it?
We were angry then. looking forward to collaborating with the communications department if they can ever get their act together.
Yeah. That's true. And the KPI page, I think, should just stay the same because it just describes what the KPI is important. So that shouldn't really change. Somebody sees anything in there.
I mean, is it? I guess we don't need to say here, yay, we finally got a vacancy bill.
It seems like this would never change the way it's written.
Yeah.
KPIs? No, it shouldn't.
Okay.
I don't know why I even put update.
Yeah, why did you put update?
Because I was in an updating mood.
Okay.
stamp.
I'll just leave that one.
Okay.
Okay, next, 16, the major issues. Did you change any of the numbers on here, Jay?
What page?
16.
16.
It's hard to see the number because the bottom green overlays that.
Hmm? No, did not update anything in there.
So A is still correct. B is still correct. How many planning sites do we have? That was on the previous page, right? Where was it?
Oh, that was the pie chart.
Yeah.
795 vacant site.
Yeah.
Whoa, wait a minute, that doesn't agree.
It's not supposed to, we're updating.
That's really grown.
Yep.
Is that right, Jacob?
What's that?
It's grown. Our number here says 462 planting sites,
mm-hmm.
and now we're up to 795.
Yeah.
We've gone up 300 sites.
Well, we removed 200 trees.
I guess that'll do it.
Let's see. I'm trying to make sure everything's correct here. How do I go to... There we go.
Yeah. Must be exhausted.
I have 768 vacant sites as of today.
Wow, that's up a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
I mean, you add in Pershing, Ferguson,
oh.
and then all the trees that we removed, that would be right.
Oh.
So, what does that mean in our major issues identified? That's a big increase.
Yeah.
I mean, we do have plans for Pershing and...
Yep.
So it's not... It's really not so bad.
Yeah.
Those sites are kind of a wash.
Well, how many trees were on Pershing? Wasn't that many.
I think in between both of them, it was like 119 trees.
Okay. More than I can
get. But still, I mean, 462.
So that's only about a third.
Of
the increase.
Yeah, and then the city staff removed 208 trees, I think it was. In that year, so around 300.
In 2025.
How many came out with the tornado? Would that be in addition to that?
Yeah.
No, the tornado tree should be in there.
It just makes the situation worse.
We only had 10.
I know, but...
The number planted versus the number of spaces we have open, we're further behind than I thought
when you look at
the number of
I think
sites.
An asterisk, at least. Is
large increase is a concern.
Yeah.
That's what I wrote down.
Okay, but does, you know, you have to point out that we've gone from 462 last year.
Yes, that's what I
would. To 795 this year.
I would do that.
That's what caught my eye.
But I guess I would say we went from 462 to 795 because of removals, Pershing and Ferguson. We're currently planning on replacing the Pershing Ferguson by X quantity.
By around 120. So
112.
So we're still like about...
I'm with you, Kathy. So there's still a net deficit.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'd just as soon keep it dramatic and not...
Yeah, I would too.
Don't let the facts get away with a good story.
The city is making decisions to cut down major trees.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we are falling behind in replacing those major
mm-hmm.
trees every single year.
Yeah.
And this is what he's been drawing in our heads.
Yes.
Yeah.
They need to start feeling the pain.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not going to give them, but you put a Band-Aid on it.
Yeah,
okay.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No Band-Aids.
No Band-Aids.
Okay.
Scratch
if,
that,
if we
Roger.
Put it on, we'll rip it right off.
I'm okay with that. I'm totally cool with that.
And since Roger is an excellent wordsmith, I shall collaborate with him on the updates.
I'm glad that D is...
Oh, no, here we go.
I'm glad that D is in there. Please keep it there.
I'm going to put on E, scratch out there is limited, and I'll put outreach to the community regarding forestry division has begun, and we intend to increase it in the coming
years.
That
sounds good. Do you want to add anything to the D? I mean,
okay,
it's
right at the end, I'm going to put, damn it.
Okay, good. That's enough. In summary, damn it. Roger, did you get that?
Yeah,
I should put, I will once again defer to the...
It's an arborist term.
Lisa.
Yeah. It sure is.
It's right up there with Tim Burr.
It's a civil engineer term. Damn it up.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, and that last bullet still holds, I think. Street, so the cleanup policy.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
Do we have any numbers on cleanup?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Any clues on cleanup?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, like how many hours this year versus last year?
I could get that number, but
only if it's helpful.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
It just seemed like months and months went by where you couldn't do anything else
mm-hmm.
because you were doing all that storm cleanup.
Yeah.
How many storms did we have?
Okay. Well, the green bullet at the bottom doesn't change. I could add, damn it.
Doesn't need to be explained.
Obviously. I'll put obviously.
Yeah.
Important definitions, all that stuff's still the same. Okay. All right. Good. We're getting a little past time, so I want to jump to the last topic real quickly. So we're seeing this tree planting problem just for tonight rather than focus. focus on how we fix it. What are the major obstacles that slow down tree planting? One thing that went through my mind, obviously not enough staff is the number one problem, but beyond that, is there watering is a challenge, is it not?
Watering's a challenge, so we only plant based on requests for trees right now. Because people who request trees are going to water trees, you would think.
Does that work out pretty well?
90% of the time it does.
Okay.
You'd be surprised. People request a tree and then just don't water it. And I'm like, well, what are you doing? But what I think, so to brainstorm ideas, I do have an idea. I can pull the vacant sites, the addresses for those, write a letter. Your home has been identified as a place where trees have been recently removed. Would you like to have a new tree? Yes or no? And send out a mailer to all 768 sites.
Yes.
And then that's going to, you know, burden me with a whole bunch of letters back. But I'll have the ammo to say, you know, we have 300 requests for trees. We can only plant about 100 a year.
Yeah.
What can we do? Can we be sure to
include in there like the little caveat that, you know, you can't promise when it will happen, but, you know,
we want
to know if you're interested.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's a great idea.
That would be a request, but it would reach out to someone who doesn't know. And then they request it,
directly,
and they say, and in the letter, it say you would have to water the tree.
Say we
do need your help to water that tree so it survives. That how long does that watering really have to go on before nature takes care of it?
2 to 3 years.
Okay,
they're about good.
So you could,
but I mean, if you keep watering it past that, it's going to be a better tree.
Sure,
but 2 to 3 years they can handle, and it's. Ball and burlap's a little bit different than container trees too, but these container trees I plant, they need a lot of water right away. Then they become established. The ball and burlap can kind of hang out.
That would be great.
So would you want to add a little 3-line thing about the value of trees? You might want to, you know, get into the
we could do that. I think what I need to do is come up with a letter and bring it to you guys next meeting.
Okay.
And say, does this sound good?
That sounds good.
And that would definitely be
enough time for a fall planting. So many of your neighbors have come to us wanting to plant trees. We want to know if you're one of them.
Don't be the last.
Please devil's advocate. What do we do when they say no?
Does that
preclude us from planting a tree there in the future?
No, we just ignore it and just... I would just say we don't plant there. We focus our efforts on the people who are going to plant. And then if we ever... get to where we have enough staff to where we can water trees more often. We can plant in those areas that people didn't request.
But we should keep track of how many people.
What's that, say yes or no?
Say no.
Yeah.
Is that an attribute that you can add to your tree inventory?
Yeah.
What's that?
That you sent a letter
those
to
responses.
Them. And then,
yeah, I could.
And then their response, that'd be cool.
Mm-hmm. It'd be hard to update each individual one with a response. I can definitely say a letter was mailed to these addresses. That's easy. But to go through each individual one is kind of difficult. Because a no answer is probably you're not going to get a mailer back. You're just going to get no response.
Right.
You're going to get responses back for yes, and you're going to get some no.
So you can update the ones that said yes and maybe or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't know that there's anything in the letter about you have a choice about what kind of tree. I'm kind of opposed to that.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
Yeah.
I think that could be a follow-up, certainly, couldn't it? I'm just wondering. I mean,
street trees should be picked on the way Jacob does it, based on what the conditions
are. What options he could make available.
That's what I meant.
Because
you used to get something about that. There used to be something about you could pick a little something.
I'm a dumb
tree. Yeah.
So there's some.
Yeah. Oh, there's a red tree.
What are those trees on? Oh, what is that darn street right at the edge of the city?
Which edge?
Anyway, they're trees that just, they grow straight up. They almost like poplars. They're street
trees. A lot of regal oaks that are planted. A lot of trees come in columnar. So that's just the form.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there's different ones, but I would say the most that we have are regal oaks.
Regal oaks?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll look for your letter next time. I think that's a great idea. I was thinking about, you know, just going to actually canvas any area that you were interested in, but I like this better because...
This works out better because you can hit every ward evenly, and then it's more ammo for me to go to
execute.
To management and say,
exactly.
People are requesting these trees. It's not just I want to plant it. The residents want these trees in, and we can or can't do it.
How can the response come in different forms? In other words,
I will say email me or call me or send this letter back.
Let him draft it, and then see how that goes.
Good. Made sure it worked out.
Censored.
Any commission comments?
So I failed to put this in the agenda.
Uh-huh.
You guys are supposed to have nomination of officers this meeting, right?
Oh dear.
Uh-oh.
Okie dokie.
Okie dokie.
We can push it off till next meeting. I don't
think
that would be a problem, but...
next time. And Linda... one of these minutes I read something about Linda had a lead on someone who might be a city commissioner.
I will call her.
Lisa Brenner was supposed to follow up. She said, told me she'd follow up with the city
clerk
as to what the holdup is on making that spot available. Because the city clerk told me, I don't know what to do when somebody just leaves.
Wow.
Never had
Is that
been.
About Jane?
Yeah.
Jane?
Yeah, they left the city.
Right.
And
that can't be the first time that's happened.
Apparently it is to her. But, you know, when they're... Apparently Jane has got some dementia.
Not well, yeah.
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 So, anyway, okay. Any... Commissioner comments besides the one for your notes?
Well, I did get a phone call.
Yeah, I just kind of have a burning question of ignorance, and it's tree related. What is there a situation that somebody's like planted a tree of their own, like luxury trees? Like,
yes.
Do you just take it out? Like
no.
Like what happened?
I'll look through my inventory, and it'll be like a. A blue spruce will pop up, or a Japanese maple will pop up. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what is that? And somebody just planted it in the street. And no, I don't take it out. I just kind of treat it as a city tree.
Okay. Just for
inventory.
It's a donation.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, and I don't make this comment to get us in trouble or anything like that, but like, what's with this whole St. Louis County street tree business and whatnot? It sounds like they're claiming like they don't have like the staffing or the wherewithal to like maintain these trees.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Is there like some legal like I'm kind of wondering what happens if somebody was to rogue plant trees in this area? Like would they come by and be like,
has on Del Mar.
Yeah, somebody did do that on Del Mar. And
near Jackson.
I don't know.
I don't care.
I know there's rules and stuff, but it seems like if they're not maintaining it,
they seem to care about their sidewalks.
But I guess let's leave if there's no money or anything like that, like for them to take care of a tree. Is it cheaper for them to like take out a sidewalk than just leave a tree, or what? Like I'm kind of wondering what's
their
decision making.
I think that the way that they see it is trees are a liability, which they are, and they want to lower their liability as much as possible. And
insurance liability, not a plan of liability.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Low
right.
cost liability maintenance.
Yeah.
There are a lot of costs.
But I don't think anything would happen to anybody if they just went up and down the street and started planting, other than residents saying, why are you planting a tree in my front yard?
Jacob, do you cons- consider planting smaller native trees rather than, you know, the ones that become large for street trees? Or
yeah.
You're already doing that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just thinking that some people who are a little sensitive to big trees in their yard, maybe mm-hmm. that could be something to offer some of these vacant site people in.
Yeah, I mean, we plant red buds, we plant lilacs, we plant yellowwood. I don't plant dogwoods because they don't grow. They just don't. They don't make it on the street.
Yeah, too dry.
Too dry. Yeah.
No wonder mugs die. What were you going to say?
No, I'm just kind of wondering what happens, like, if we plant them, or they got planted anyway. Like,
that's where you were going.
Yeah, like, you know, I'm just kind of.
This will be an evening type activity.
Yeah. Like, again, not trying to get anybody like in trouble or ruffle feathers or anything like that.
You saying asking for forgiveness rather than permission?
I'm just a question.
I think people are doing that already, mm-hmm. Not in a huge number, mm-hmm. but it's happening. And I don't know how county reacts to that.
Yeah, they probably don't even know.
That they don't. Yeah. How they I don't know? Think they're reacting.
They don't have an inventory of all the county trees.
Correct.
They don't know. So they're not going to know.
Besides, they don't come to your city.
FYI, I planted, after I got Jacob's permission, a small native tree in my street tree area that wasn't on our list, but it was one of those native trees that you didn't see a lot of, and I wanted to have one.
I got permission
from the forester.
We know the right person, don't we?
I mean, I filled out a form.
All right.
Yeah. I was just curious. Thank you for answering that.
So our next meeting is March 11th. I got some homework to do with Arbor Day and this document. Would you send me that?
Add 2025 in there.
Yeah, add it and send it to me, if you would.
Great.
Then I'll work from that one.
It won't be until at least the end of next week, just so you know.
No worries.
Yeah.
I won't wait that long. I'll forget. But. Okay, cool. Thanks, everybody. Meeting is adjourned. Late
adjourned?
Yeah, we need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
There is a
second.
Motion. Second. All in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
Aye.
And the meeting is adjourned at 7:50.